The lesson from Isaiah 53. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Today is a day of ashes, a day of mourning, when we contemplate our sins against God and what we deserve because of them. We come because we know that we deserve only shame and condemnation from God. Yet inside us there is still something that wants to say, I'm not that bad. Our Christian soul tells us otherwise. What if we tried to put ourselves in the place of Jesus in this text of Scripture? Let's change the he and him to I and me. I was oppressed and I was afflicted, yet I opened not my mouth. Yes, sometimes we are oppressed and afflicted and troubled. How do we react? Do we try to defend ourselves? That seems natural, especially if we are innocent and the charges are unfair. We will open our mouth. Sometimes we will become angry, maybe even violent, to defend ourselves. Let's take another verse. For I was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people I was stricken. We will face death. We will be cut off from the living, but not because of other people, but because of our own sins and our own transgressions. The Bible passes clear judgment. The soul that sins, it shall die. One more verse. Because I had done no violence, nor was any deceit in my mouth. This is ludicrous just to start, for Scripture says, all men are liars. We experience that in our lives so often when people lie about us. We must also look in the mirror and admit, I am a liar. Somehow we find ways to lie about so many things, and we even try to justify ourselves by speaking half-truths or withholding the full truth. Here we have to say, I have done violence. There is deceit in my mouth. And now let's return to the beginning of this text from Isaiah and confess with all believers, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That's where the I belongs. I have gone astray. I have turned to my own way. I deserve God's punishment. I deserve to die. And so we come to put on ashes, whether literally or figuratively, ashes of mourning and repentance and contrition, deep sadness over our sins. We cry out with the whole church, my sin, my sin, my most grievous sin. Then we look again and see this text as God truly gave it through Isaiah. It's about Jesus being punished in our place. It's about Jesus being innocent and sinless and dying to pay for our sins. He was silent when he was falsely accused. He did not open his mouth to defend himself when he was slandered and condemned. He did no violence. There was no deceit in his mouth. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. When an Old Testament believer brought an animal to be sacrificed, he would place his hand on the animal's head to transfer his guilt and punishment. And on the great day of atonement, once a year, the high priest would make a special sacrifice for the sins of the whole people of Israel. He would lay his hand on the head of that animal and confess the sins of all the people. That animal was slaughtered and sacrificed as the atonement for their sins. Of course, all this is pointing to Jesus, who is the one true and complete sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Notice the first and last words of the first verse of our text. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The sacrifice of an animal cannot atone in and of itself. The sacrifice of one man can at best save one other person. But the sacrifice of God's own Son, who is holy and sinless and pure, who also became man to be our substitute, the sacrifice of God's Son covers all sins, the sins of us all, the sins of the whole world. So we come repentant and mourning our sins, and we are reminded that we are made of dust. But we look to Christ, lifted on the cross, just like the serpent in the wilderness. We look and we live, for Christ has crushed the serpent's head and removed his poison from us. We are healed by the great physician. We are made sinless by the one who never sinned. And so we have the sure and certain hope of everlasting life. The message of Ash Wednesday and the whole Lenten season is penitence that leads to salvation. It is law and gospel. It is repentance and remission of sins that Christ commands his church to preach to the whole world. Faith in Christ is saving faith, as we sing in the hymn, "Though I lie in dust and ashes, faith's assurance brightly flashes." Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From dust we are taken, to dust we shall return. From dust we shall rise again. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.